Hello, everybody. This is Pete from Everything Is Noise. I'm here with Timon from Our Oceans.
Hey. Hello.
And Tony from Everything Is Noise.
Hey, it's not a band.
It's us as well. So, Our Oceans just played. This is your first set in how long?
First live set in how long?
Yes.
Well, in one day, because we played yesterday.
Yesterday, right,
but,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the, what is it, like a fourth show now.
Yep.
So, and before that we never played, so it's the first couple
was your
runs of...
First album in 2014 or 15, was it?
It
feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah, we did one in 2015, but that one was, back then it was a project, and it was never intended to play live or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time trying it live. Mm-hmm. And kind of as a warm up to see where I am at and where Robin's at with the vocal thing, because previously we used to be just, you know, instrumentalists.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and you know, the new album's almost ready, but when we're gonna release it, it would be nice to also being able to kind of support or how do you say that, like promote the album properly and
yeah.
play. And before, like, you know, getting in touch with old contacts for, like, hey, can we tour with you guys, like, with bigger bands? It would be kind of nice to know that we're at least somewhat decent, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a trial run. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just had, like, the first impression, like, of the festival. Seeing Our Oceans was pretty great. We were
cool.
pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah. really taken aback by that.
I didn't expect the dynamics on stage.
Ah.
Like I expected it a lot more like relaxed, but you brought
yeah.
a lot of energy and dynamic into the set. So how do the how do the songs translate into the live setting?
The new songs, nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably gonna close the doors in a second, I hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that's cool to hear, by the way, thanks. The new material that we play was like was written for a three piece.
Yeah. Okay.
And also with different dynamics and different like stylistically just different things in mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That like I said, that first album was kind of a project and I didn't overthink the whole writing
mm-hmm.
thing. It just got to be very calm and kind of spacey or something. But we, you know, when we got together and we decided like, do we want to make this a full time band, we also rethought, is that a, can you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The approach to the music, where like if we're going to play this live and actually do this as a full-time thing, if that's going to work, then we want to make, you know, the music a little bit more diverse and
yeah.
introduce some heaviness again and some solo stuff and, you know, just make it a little bit more adventurous.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting like contrast, because my only perception of Our Oceans is your last album, and so that was... It had so many different influences, it felt to me. But who would you say is the core drivers for that kind of heaviness and that kind of spaciness as well, which you translate in your music?
In terms of other bands and artists,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, bands and artists, if you do draw from other influences at all.
Yeah, of course, like everyone does, right? But I would say that over the years, I become less and less conscious of that. You know,
I
hear that a lot from other musicians as well, that like when you get a little older, it's like you... just stop listening to so much music in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, become more of a musician instead of a music lover,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of sad. But so I'm sure there's many influences. But yeah, well, I think for the energetic stuff, we have one song in this new album that we didn't play now, which was kind of Mars Volta kind of track.
Okay,
so that was one kind of more direct thing. Like, oh, let's make a song in that kind of with that energy.
It kind of reminded me, by the way, sometimes of Cedric from
Mars
Volta. If
that's
you are,
cool.
you had those like crescendo kind of vocal outbursts, and had a lot of like the Mars Volta extravaganza they bring on table. It was really like reminiscent, but not like it was really cool, like
well,
really
that's
good
awesome.
Creative outburst.
Cool.
Yeah,
well, that's a huge compliment. I love Mars Volta
yeah.
and also his vocal style, very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we have well plenty of other influences,
yeah, yeah.
of course, but so many that it's yeah.
I guess from like then let's talk about like your day to day. Do you ever like when you're out and about? Do you do any activities which kind of inspire you to write this kind of music? So do you go out for long walks and see like beautiful countryside and you translate that into it or anything like that?
Yeah, like what happened with the first album is that, like I said, it wasn't really planned. It just like I stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
And then I also stumbled upon doing the vocals, because at first it was like we had this female singer was intended to do it. But when that fell apart, I was like, okay, what the hell am I going to write about? And so then I stumbled upon this idea of just keeping it very simple and close to my personal life. And that felt kind of like this huge freedom type thing, which I never had as a guitar player.
Yeah.
So then this new album, I did the same. And so a lot of it is just like very personally inspired, just cliche stuff from love and romance, breakup, that kind of stuff. But also some more, I don't know, I love like more sciencey documentary stuff and all that type of stuff. So also some more, I don't know,
theoretical stuff,
which is, it's a little hard to sing about that, I found out.
Like, it's a long words, isn't it?
And I don't want to, you don't want to, or at least I don't want to be that band that sings, I don't know, like how cold it is on Mars or something. You know, it's like, I don't know.
There are not spacey deathcore bands singing about that already. Yeah. It's not a problem.
Yeah, and everyone knows that, so you don't want to state facts, or I don't with this band. It has to have some personal meaning, so always finding, looking for that in lyrics. And like you said, like I do go for very long walks, and then I try to think about this stuff.
Yeah,
I think everyone does that, right?
Yeah.
Also, pretty much based on that, what I also really liked about your behavior on social media is that you were pretty vocal about like finding your voice or like branching out as a vocalist.
Mm.
So can you elaborate on that process maybe a bit?
Yeah. Well, it's been frustrating as hell, and it's also been very rewarding, and I'm still very much in the middle. Like every time, I don't know, are you guys also like playing music?
I'm playing music, but only like guitar and bass.
Okay. And what do you play?
I sort of just make music electronically on my PC,
A
producer.
Ah, producer kind of thing. Well, then I wonder how it is for you, but like as an instrumentalist, I know for many different people, like the path like upwards, like skill-wise and creatively, it always seems to be going up, and then you think you're somewhere, and then you realize like, oh wait, I really suck.
Yeah.
So then you go up again, and then you come to a new plateau, oh, I really suck. And and it was with vocals, this has been way harder than guitar for me, so
But also like you have a lot of experience in guitar playing, like it's more of a thing maybe you have like the last decades or last years with you, and now having like a new field branching out with vocals, is there anything like similar like approaching guitar for you?
Yeah, very much. I try to approach it just as another instrument and just try to be just kind of put in the hours basically. But it's just, I'm sure this is very different for different people who try to sing, but for me it's like, I'm not a natural, some people are and they pick up stuff fast.
Yeah.
I just have a tendency to sound horrible, so it's just a lot of work. And
Did you took lessons or did you figure out yourself?
I do try to just figure out a lot myself, but I've gone through, I don't know, like 8 teachers or something already. And then that world also of vocal education is interesting as opposed to guitar. Like guitar, it's basically agreed upon what's good technique and what's not.
Yeah.
Singing, it's all over the place. You go to one teacher with a problem and he's like, oh, you need to do this. And you go to someone else and it's the exact opposite. And after a while, it's just like, I cannot trust anyone with their...
You kind of figure out the right way yourself.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
But it's nice that it's kind of a process. And my initial thought on that it was kind of inspiring that you shared that, so, because like on the one hand like you have a lot of history with your bands, so and you're already a more experienced musician, and then like you are branching out in something new and you're sharing how you struggle.
And that's
I think it's a cool idea and a good source of inspiration for other people. I'm not a singer as well, but I would like to.
Everyone, right?
Yeah. So, but it's also similar what you described, that it's such a, I don't know, it's hard to navigate through all the approaches you got.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool that someone like you with like a large history also like starts at a zero at one point from with a new instrument and then like struggles again, kind of, which is cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, thanks. That's good to hear because that is a conscious decision, but also, that more noble motivation behind it, just to show that. Well, I don't want to make it all too negative. Of course, I want to learning something, a skill, it should be fun in the first place, right? And it is. It's rewarding in the first place. But then again, like lots of people struggle with just learning an instrument with frustration and getting over frustration and kind of channeling that into just practicing more, staying calm, keep working at it, and then you just get better at it. This is a very simple fact, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone, it works for everyone. And so, I wanted to share that. And also, like you said, we have kind of a background of at least, not very well known, but at least the background of like the people who know us, know it's to expect a certain level of art, professionalism. And with vocals, I'm not there yet, which is scary as fuck, because you go on a stage and I know people are just expecting something
pull
really
it off
good.
Pretty good.
Well,
and because if I didn't read about it in the past, like or in the last months, I wouldn't notice that you are like unexperienced.
Hell, I did see Exhibius when you played your last Euroblast set, but even then, like I would have thought that you'd be able to almost be able to sing like anyway.
Yeah.
So seeing you today, it did feel almost natural from hearing you on our oceans originally, and seeing you now, it felt like you were great, basically.
That's really cool to hear, and it's hard with taking these compliments from others, because like as much as I like it, like a voice deep down always says like they're just nice to you in your face, like no I know it sucked,
and you always
know
you can be better almost.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's always it's a good passion to have, I think.
As long as you know how to kind of channel it in a healthy way, I guess, because like this perfectionism thing can definitely sometimes take the better of you.
And I think, I mean, on the one hand, I mean, we don't know you personally, we just like have the impression of seeing you on stage, and that's like really good and really cool, but at the end you do it for yourself, kind of, and you have to be like happy with yourself and the stage. And if you say okay, there is, I guess Pete said it's a good thing for artists to say there is room left for me, and there will probably be always room to improve and grow.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah.
I think something I picked up on from your set from Euroblast and today as well, it almost seemed a bit more fun, if you will. Like all the band members seem to be enjoying themselves a little bit more and like letting loose a little bit more instead of the highly complex nature of Exhibius, right?
That makes sense,
so you all just get to be a bit more flowing, like the drummer and bassist look like they're having a great time. Is there a notable change inside the band? Do you feel that like anyway, or is it just natural?
Well, we do know that when we also like made this plan to transition from Exhibius to our oceans, that we do have like behind when we're not making music, we're always just having a laugh together, and it's always very lighthearted, you know. And Exhibius was always so serious. Well, this is also serious what we do now, but to answer your thing, it is a conscious thing to just be a little bit more ourselves, if that makes sense. And that's basically it. And we also talked a lot about, do we want to, for example, Leprous, I love Leprous, but if you see them, like they have a very uniform look, and it's all like very, and I love that about them, because they do it really well with the suits and all that. But so we were thinking, like, do we want to do something like that or something? But then we thought, like, well, first of all, that's not like any of us. We don't dress well. We don't.
There is a certain, like, theatrical extravagance around
that,
which is like, it could be cool as a contrast to really thoughtful music and really, like, earthy music and down-to-earth stuff. But it's, I mean, you have to be comfortable to pull it off properly.
That also,
yeah.
I realize that's always what I say to my to Robin and Yuma as well. It's like, if you're gonna dress like up and do something extravagant, you have to own it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And if you don't, you're
you
just
have
gonna
to
look
feel great
silly.
About it.
Yeah. And I would just feel like an ass on stage if I
yeah.
do something.
I feel that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Any last questions, Pete?
I don't think I've got any more.
Okay.
Okay, sweet.
So I think we made it. What's the right word?
Natural conclusion.
Yeah. Switching languages. The whole weekend is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been speaking in German and I sort of just on this side. I kind of get German.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, as an English person.
Yeah. He tried his best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tries my best.
Okay. So thank you for your time.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you too, man.
And it was really, really nice and enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a brilliant set. I'm really looking forward to your new album coming up.
Yeah,
ah, that's really good to hear. And to end this thing on a positive note, because maybe it sounded a little bit like focusing too much on the struggle of being a musician.
It's
you
real.
Know, this it is real. But I'm not just saying this to end on a positive note, but really is that besides all the whatever we just talked about. It is an awesome experience for us as a band as well now to, you know, first bigger show here at a festival, and the people seem to be into it, or they were really polite with the clapping. So
no, either way,
you could tell.
I think
you
won a lot of people over.
Yeah, that's
who
awesome.
Maybe didn't have you on their card.
Yeah.
It's like a new upcoming band, kind of.
I hope so.
And I think we were already stoked because we celebrated the first Our Oceans album and...
Yeah.
We know what we expected, kind of like you said before, we had a certain kind of standard to expect. So, but if people who were completely new to you guys, I think you did it.
That's good
pretty
to
well.
Hear. It felt good.
Yeah, it felt really awesome in the crowd. It felt really good.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I guess my one final question.
Yeah.
Oh.
New album, when will it be out? Or what kind of time frames are we looking
at? Journalism at once.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of getting hesitant to answer that because we were supposed to have released it already now.
Yeah.
In February was our original estimate. But then I started recording vocals and I just stumbled upon the fact like, oh, I cannot sing, so fuck. That was my conclusion. I was a little bit maybe too angry with myself. So anyways, to answer the question, I'm going back next week again to record vocals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just hope to get it all done as soon as possible because everything else is done. So, you know, once the vocals are done we have like a cool record deal lined up that we're probably going to sign. So, you know, it seems to be good. So
excellent.
Let's hope as soon as possible.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool,
thanks so much.
Cool.
And yeah, it's been Everything Is Noise.
Yeah.